Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time this morning on our web broadcast. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 469.5, down 2 on the open. September 480, down 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 369.5, down a quarter on the open. September 387, unchanged. December 403, down a half. March 420, up 1 on the open. July corn opened at 243.5, up a quarter on the open. September 254.5, down a half. December 268.5, down a quarter. March 279.75, down a quarter. July 293.5, down a half on the open. July oats opened at 196.5, up 1.25 on the open. September 195.5, up 2. July beans opened at 5.96¾, up 1 on the open. August 6.01, down 1.5. September 6.11, up 1.25. November 6.25, up a half. January 6.33½, up a quarter. March 6.40, down 1. May 6.40, down 3/4 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 181.80, up 40 on the open. August 182.80, up 70. July soybean oil opened at 24.92, down 5 on the open. August 25.08, down 8. Over at the Merck, August feeders open at 109, up 20 on the open. September 108.45, up 7.5. October 107.50, up 12.5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 78 even, down 5 on the open. August 79 even, down 7.5. June lean hogs open at 75.25, up 15 on the open. July 73.65, up 50. August 71.75, up 27.5. October 60.70, unchanged on the open. And July bellies open at 88.50, up 15 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to bring up the weather because it seems that's what we've been trading a lot lately. What are you hearing about conditions and how the market is reacting?
Well, definitely at about 4:30 a.m. this morning, the private weather meteorologist that I get weather from basically indicated a mellow trend, a kinder, gentler type forecast for the Corn Belt over the next 3 to 5 days. As a result of that, we also can point out that the probably freeze notice has been probably as right as anybody on predicting weather as far as weather in the corn and soybean belts been concerned over the last 10 days to 2 weeks. The market is focusing, of course, as well on the financial world, and we have seen a massive withdrawal of financial capital from commodity index funds, also commodity exchanges, as well as the stock exchanges, and it's concern about the deflation and the higher interest rates by the Federal Reserve in the U.S. and higher interest rates around the world.
Just seems like a couple of months ago, Paul, we were talking about it the other way with runaway economies in places like China.
Yeah, and really, we went the CPI and inflation's up, I think, over 4.2%, cost of goods over 4% from a year ago. And one of the culprits is energy. We still, it was interesting to note a new energy company is being traded on Wall Street today, Verisun. They had the opening bell, and of course they interviewed the chief executive officer, and there was a cornfield on the sidewalks on Wall Street, and the chief executive officer walked out and pointed to an E85 car out in front of the stock exchange, and you know it does basically underline the word demand, particularly from corn usage in the U.S.
Also oil usage, because I see we have an Oil World Global Report that says 2006-07 consumption of soy oil will rise to 225 million metric tons. The estimate was at 23.4, so biodiesel demand beginning to come online over the next 18 months, I suppose.
Yeah, that's welcome news, and of course, this also underlines with these big price gyrations, you know, the need for stable and renewed concerns about a good farm program for the farmers and, you know, stabilizing farm income, because it's important that we do raise this, these energy products for a good economy.
Let's look at some particulars then. Let's look at corn first, Paul, from a technical standpoint. Last week's low in the July contract at 240 and a quarter. The D's low last week, 266 and a quarter. Given the weather forecast we already talked about, will those hold through the week?
You know, that's an important question. And yes, the trend is officially down, and the market has been influenced by outside markets. We've taken some of that outside market influence away this morning, but we do know the open interest is quite large. The answer is going to occur probably by watching radar, actual rainfall radar, over the next 24 to 48 hours, and the marketplace will watch it even because of the night trading. And the answer is going to quickly occur just how much rainfall occurs in those western areas, because you know after the five-day rainfall window, it basically dries up, so that answer is going to come in. The noon weather forecasts are also going to help pinpoint that. We are getting some rain at this time in eastern Iowa, but the market's acting very quiet, very kind. We actually have bought beans higher. The market's also concerned about the dryness in the spring wheat areas up in the Dakotas, so there isn't just a pocket of problems. There's a big geographic area in the western growing areas that's major markets concerned, and the market does know that those areas spread as the summer goes on. And the other one that I'd need to bring up is that the month of May was the driest that Des Moines has had in the history of record keeping and meteorological time. So that's a pretty important state of affairs on just how dry it is, you know, in that big corn growing state of Iowa.
Want to look at the wheat market. The July contract, of course, has been on a downturn, at least in the short term, since its May 23rd high. Are we heading toward a test of April lows at 351?
Well, a couple things. Yes, the trend is down in wheat. We are in wheat harvest. And just the office talk here to ADM investors in Oakland, Illinois, is that the local wheat crop here in central Illinois, east central Illinois, looks marvelous. Our general impression is that, you know, it's a two-way sword here, two-edged sword with wheat. Chances are the basis will weaken a little, and the futures will weaken as well as the trend is lower. The spring wheat is a major concern. We know the hard red winter wheat has continued to see dry weather. So there is going to be this tremendous divergence between the exchanges, Minneapolis versus Chicago, Kansas City versus Chicago. And, of course, I'm sure that soft wheat's going to be under a little bit of pressure in here, because it does look like a pretty good crop of wheat. Even my friends in southern Illinois, Little Egypt, say the wheat crop looks great in that part of the area.
One could easily see it bouncing off a 351 test and forming a head and shoulders top if you look at the charts.
Yeah, the market... you know, that's way down, and that's a lot of punishment for the wheat to go on and take. Mm. My general idea here is that we are going to possibly see some export demand, you know, from India. That's also beneficial to the wheat market. But right now, it's a big question mark just how low wheat has to go to stabilize. And a lot of that also depends on the rainfall event in the Corn Belt the next, let's give it 36 to 48 hours.
Thank you very much, Paul, for your
Always
time.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time. In the studio, Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.
Our agricultural audience might want to stay with you today. We have a little discussion on water, it seems.
That's correct. Water is something that is a very important resource. While it is a renewable one, it is one where there is very heavy demand, and around the world, the demand for water just keeps going up.